Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello. It is the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Will somebody tell me why in hell Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio haven't been thrown out of office, grabbed by their ears, and tossed out the front door? I'd like to know. The first responsibility of any public official is public safety. They're not interested in that for some reason. They have no interest. What a bunch of look. First of all, here they don't want to look outrageous, so it would seem really silly if they didn't have a curfew. You know what the curfew in New York was last night? 11 p.m. You call that a curfew? It's a joke. It's just so that later on, when they're defending what they're not doing, they can say, "Well, you know, we put out a curfew. 11 o'clock is useless." What a joke! And I want to go after the Buffalo News too. The Buffalo News ought to be ashamed of itself. What a disgrace! So dishonest. I'm going to give you a good example. Last night, when the president spoke, he said, "I am with the protesters. I will back the protesters." He couldn't have been more positive about the protesters because he, like the rest of us, are making a conscientious effort to separate the protesters from the rioters. Okay, are you with me so far? Okay, so he says, "I'm with the protesters against the rioters." Okay, if you have today's Buffalo News, I want you to turn to page A3, the headline. Goes all the way across the top. It's the banner headline. Trump calls protesters terrorists, urges retribution. That is just a plain 100% dishonest headline. They're supposed to be a newspaper. They're supposed to have some values. There are supposed to be journalists that work there. It's a New York Times article, of course. Buffalo News probably has hardly any writers left. But the bottom line is, he didn't call the protesters terrorists. He called the terrorists terrorists. All right? So they can't even be honest enough. You know what that says? It says that they don't have enough confidence in an honest appraisal of what's happening to defend their position. So they have to doctor it up and change what the president said entirely. I'm so sick of this crap, I cannot tell you. And I just hope that, you know, Elections Day is not too far away. I just hope that nobody wants to personalize this. I do. I want to. Anybody with a damn D on their name or at the end of their name, I would hope gets voted out of office. That's the way it is in America. If we don't like them, we can get rid of them. Unfortunately, sometimes they have a four-year term we have to wait out. But one would hope that you remember that Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio did nothing to protect you and your safety. And when you see what they did in New York City yesterday, I would assume that the Merchants Association would be lighting a blowtorch under these two clowns and get them the hell out of office. Other than that, how's it going, Tony?
Did you see Andrew Cuomo? The president just called out the military on the American people. It's the optics. That's what he is worried about.
It's pathetic is what it is. It is all political and pathetic. But if I live in New York City, we live in New York State, that's bad enough. But if I lived in New York City, I would really be ticked. Because keep in mind, while those roving mobs, and that's all you can call them, is mobs, are roaming the street, breaking all the glass and looting and pillaging, there are people that live in New York. Can they feel safe? You got the merchants who have spent millions of dollars to be able to be in New York. Do they feel safe? And what the hell are they defending? They're defending the right to break the law? Is that right? They'll tell you have to wear a mask to go and buy some Twinkies, and if not, you're going to be in trouble. And then you turn on the TV, and they're breaking the walls out and the glass. They're running around with huge television sets. Is that what you're defending? What a load of crap.
Look at what the governors, lock down your citizens. We're fearful of this virus. Yay, liberals, that's great. Our governor's doing great. Well, we have rioting. We're going to lock down. No, that's fascism. That's dictatorship.
Yeah, just amazing. It really is. Buzzy, how about you? What did you do since last we spoke?
Sandy, let me tell you. So, obviously, got home, been following the news. I watch CNN. I guess I just like to build up the anger by watching CNN.
You're masochistic, obviously. Go ahead.
And, okay, they carry the president, and I listened to what the president had to say. Right after that, the thing on the bottom of the screen, plus the scroll, notice, didn't have quotation marks because they weren't quoting the president. They were saying exactly like the Buffalo News did, that he called all protesters terrorists. Trump calls protesters terrorists. They don't put the real quote on the screen. And then they have everyone's favorite governor, Andrew Cuomo, call in on CNN, first with Aaron Burnett, and then I believe he was on again with his brother. When he was on with Aaron Burnett, it might have been Wolf Blitzer, actually. I'm sorry. It might have been Wolf Blitzer. Here you have on the screen, New York City already starting to fall apart, right? And the cops are blocks away. And they're saying that. They're saying the cops are blocks away. Here's Governor Cuomo telling us how awful our president is, that he wants to do this and this and that, while his state, city by city, is being torn up. How about Andrew Cuomo gets off the phone, stops playing patty cake with his brother, and actually is the governor? What about Bill de Blasio actually do something?
While his daughter's in jail.
You had these governors on CNN, Michigan's governor, Illinois governor, and all they did was bash the president. And believe it or not, I know you might find this shocking, not once did the interviewer on CNN ask the governor, well, what are you doing about the situation in the cities in your state? Not once did they ask the governor. And now these governors are refusing the National Guard. They don't care how much their cities are torn up. They're going to refuse the National Guard just so they can stick it to Trump.
It's amazing. They're willing to see the country go up in flames so they can take down Donald Trump. And little do they realize, they must be stupid not to realize that the more decisive he is in ending this, the better chance he has for re-election. This isn't about re-election. This is about civility and the rule of law. Right now, we're in a state of anarchy. A state of anarchy. Anybody now is still in favor of the SAFE Act? God knows, you know, it doesn't take 10 bullets to kill a deer. And just think about that. All right, when we come back, we'll set up today's subject. It may be a surprise to you what we're going to do, but hang in there and we'll tell you on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, we had three cops run over yesterday in Buffalo. Three cops run over. One with a shattered hip and other injuries. Who knows about his ability to walk again? Three cops. We had cops shot in other municipalities around the country. We had a cop shot in Las Vegas, but people are fighting back. We had a gun shop owner who fired on people trying to break down his door and get to him and his guns and his ammunition. He fired back and shot him and killed one, okay? And you should see what they had done to his door. He had a heavy-duty iron door, and they just totally took the lock right out of it. I mean, you just wonder the ability for locks to keep people out. He also had another lock on an outer section on a fence that they just cut in half, whatever. But they found out it's not a good idea to try and rush a business that sells guns and ammunition. And I wonder how many people out there who were applauding the SAFE Act in New York State are still feeling that way. You know, you don't want to have more than what? What do they start with? 3 rounds or something like that in there? Don't put those 30-round banana clips in there. No, you might actually need them. Anyway, I'm so disgusted that people like Cuomo, I mean, this is New York, for crying out loud. People like Cuomo and de Blasio. De Blasio's an idiot anyway, and so is Cuomo. He was doing a good job explaining what was going on at the beginning, but now they're all off the deep end. You tell me how they can defend this. How do you defend it? When you turn the TV on and you see all the name businesses in New York City all pillaged with their glass broken out, trying to save themselves. Macy's has all of their windows covered in plywood. That's today. Tonight, unless we do more about it, they'll probably be pillaged again, and all that will be broken out. They'll tear the plywood right off like they did last night because they had an 11 o'clock curfew. I don't see the meeting going, let's see, should we do Macy's tonight? No, we got to be out of here by 11. Okay, well, we can't do a really good job by 11. And then I don't know if it affects you the same way it affects me to see people running out with huge boxes of merchandise. You know, it's not my merchandise, but I feel personally, I feel like we've been violated when I see that. That's third world country crap, all right? And so the Buffalo News, as dishonest as it can be, says Trump calls protesters terrorists. He didn't do it. He didn't say it. In fact, he gave a vote of confidence to protesters, says he's with them on legitimate protesting. You would think somebody in the Buffalo News would be honest enough to at least put the proper headline. What, you don't think you can win with the proper headline? You gotta salt the headlines to get people angry? Some people don't read those long, boring articles. They just look at the headlines. So somebody looking at the headlines on that is going to go, oh, that's not right. We're guaranteed by the Constitution our right to protest and free speech and assembly and all that stuff. What's wrong with this president? I have I don't know if I should say this. What the hell? I'm going to say it. Democrats have to be the most stupid people facing the next year of our existence. They really have to be. If they really believe this crap, and they're really carried along by this crap, they're pathetic. That's the only reason I can think of for not saying worse words, okay?
Well, Sandy, if you think about it, what does the mainstream media do? They brainwash people. That's what it is. They're trying to control a narrative, trying to paint pictures in your head. They want to show you how bad Donald Trump is. Well, this is their mission.
They've turned into Tom Brady, however. They don't feel that they can win honestly. Should the headline say, Trump calls rioters protested? That's not strong enough for them. They're not willing to settle for that, so let's make something up and put it in the headline. These are the people who so righteously, or should I say self-righteously, consider themselves journalists. Did anybody speak up against this headline in the Buffalo News? Did anybody know it? What, do they all go to bed early or something? They kind of missed the show? It's disgusting. And we're living in this sewer. By the way, some interesting suggestions on the text line. We saw them starting last night. One of them makes sense. It says for, you know, you don't know who was in it and who wasn't. In Europe, they have water cannons, and sometimes in the water cannons, they'll put a color like blue or red or something like that. It's like the dye packs when you rob a bank, okay? The people there should be well aware of what happens when you rob a bank, the dye pack. So somebody suggested, okay, spray the spray them with this color. Be very easy to spot them. But then somebody came up with something better. They said, get a compression unit and attach it to a Roto-Rooter truck and spray them with that. What do you think of that, guys?
Very devilish.
Can you see that? Can you see them trying to clean themselves off going, oh, wait, that's when I was at Chi-Chi's. I remember that.
That job stinks.
Yeah, exactly. And let them go home to Mama and Daddy and see how Mama and Daddy pick up on that.
Did you see the video of the mother who saw her son as part of the rioting? Not the protest, but part of the rioting, got out of her car and pulled him away.
That was from Baltimore.
Was it?
Yeah, that was from years ago in Baltimore.
Okay, that's that's a famous one in Baltimore. And in fact, we were looking for it the other day because that's what the mother should be doing.
She was applauded for that.
If your kid is going to the event dressed in black, carrying bricks, oh, no, he doesn't have to. The bricks will already be there, by the way. What are you going to do? You're going to sit back and wait until he gets killed? You're going to wait until he actually dies? I'd like to know. He's dressed all in black, is he? Oh, well, he's a proud member there. All right. When we come back, I want to hear from you. Was the president right? Well, let's see. I got it written down here. I always write them down so I get the same one. 89% of our audience says the president was right in threatening to deploy the military for those states that won't protect themselves. Is he right in doing that or not? Yay or nay? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We're back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we are back with Beach and Company. The question is, 89% of our audience this morning says that the president's threat to deploy the military is a good idea. And I'd like to know what you think. And by the way, in the interest of fairness, in the interest of, you know, having availability to an audience that knows what you're talking about, we'd like to formally invite any of the WGR talk show hosts that would like to come on and kind of present the same views on our radio station as they do online. And maybe we could sit down and have a little honest conversation. At one table, we could have anybody you'd like from WGR, and another table, myself, and maybe if Bowerly wanted to get involved, or say certainly David, Bellavia, Buzzy, any of us. What do you guys think of that? You like that idea, Tony?
I'm open to it.
Yeah, the invitation stands throughout the entire weekend. We'll even come in on the weekends.
Yeah, because I think it'd be really interesting. It's one thing for me to go after the Buffalo News saying how biased they are, and how it's more than bias, by the way. Bias you can understand. Bias to me means you're predisposed to a side of an argument, and you'll stay that way, not really willing to listen to any other positions, okay? So that's beyond bias. It's dishonest. Yeah, the Buffalo News is dishonest when it says in a headline, today, A3 is the page, Trump calls protesters terrorists. He did not call the protesters terrorists. He said he stood with the protesters. He gave them a leg up on his support. So that's just plain dishonest.
What did Anderson Cooper say? That Trump said that they were thugs, right? So he's another one that's mixing words and taking things out of context.
He called the protesters thugs when they know. They're not that stupid. They know what he says, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're just
they're positioning.
They're dishonest. But I do, in the interest of fairness, I do think that it's anybody from WGR that wants to come on and debate this, we'd be happy to host it. Tony, it's unfair. I'm so interested of having somebody from there do that. I cannot tell you.
You care so much that it hurts.
I do. That's the problem. I care too much. Did I ever tell you that they remember years ago, Entercom sent out this questionnaire that you're supposed to fill out. And one of the questions was, what's your greatest weakness? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What's your greatest weakness? I wrote that I care too much and work too hard.
It's a burden.
Yeah, it really is. All right, let's get going with listeners who hopefully know what they're talking about. Let's go to Tim in Hamburg. He's Tim's on line one. Tim, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, Sandy, hey, this is Tim. Hey, I'm going to ask a question that has common sense, and I know common sense shouldn't be included in this conversation.
Okay.
Mayor Brown and Poloncarz both said that, and the mayors across the state have all said that these rioters are coming from out of their areas. So does that mean the Buffalo rioters are going to Syracuse, the Syracuse rioters are going to New York, and so on and so forth?
I think they have an exchange program where you work 3 days in one town and 3 days in another. No, I know. I'm just being facetious. Yeah, I heard that. I don't know if that would help bolster the argument, which I think is pretty much legitimate, that these aren't just local people, that they're people who don't care about if they screw up our business or hurt our people, because they're not going to be here after the riots. They're either going to be in jail or they're going to be home. Now, I understand what they're trying to say. I must say, as I said yesterday, I'd never heard the mayor so animated in my life. But, you know, the mayor has the right to call out the National Guard, and he has not done that. Doesn't look like he's going to either. The governor doesn't sound like he is either. I did not see what he said last night, but everybody that's posting and things like that said it was despicable. He's not willing to stand up for us. Thank you, Tim. I wish I had a longer answer for you. Let's go to line two, and my friend Don, who's near Philadelphia, which is a real hot spot. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing in this horrible time period?
Well, we both have lousy state government. You do in the state of Pennsylvania, and we do in the state of New York. So how good can we be? What's going on down there with you?
First of all, your question. Absolutely, President Trump should use the military because, first of all, it would not be a precedent. President Johnson used it back in 1965 in Alabama to uphold voting rights that had been passed, I think, a year or so before that. So it's not a precedent, so he's got every right, in my opinion, to do this.
Yeah, even if it was a precedent, as long as he can legally do it, and he can. He has extraordinary rights during a time that we're going through now, which is a it calls for military action because you can't have the local police overwhelmed by sheer numbers. And plus, the local police are not used to dealing with riots. And so the federal government perhaps is better suited to take them on. They have better information, better weaponry, better training, all kinds of things. The local police are very good, but they don't have the numbers that the federals have.
No, and like you say, they are outnumbered. So we need to bring those military people in there.
Well, look what happened yesterday in Buffalo. Three policemen, pardon me for a second. There we go. The trouble with being on remote is there's no cough switch. We have three policemen injured on the job last night, two state troopers and a Buffalo PD. One of them has a shattered hip, and they're all in serious condition. We can't allow that to happen. These are the people that keep the peace here.
Absolutely. Now, I have my own ideas here. As you well know, and all the experts will agree on this, that intermingled with the good protesters who are protesting for the right reason, for the death of George Floyd, which was just horrible in and of itself, the bad people are in there, like Antifa and those kind of people, the ones that are doing most of the looting and causing the real problems. So they're like camouflaged in with these good people, the bad people are. So it's hard to distinguish between the two.
And here's what's happening. It's accelerating. They're shooting at the police now. They shot at them in Vegas. They're shooting at them. And the police are starting to shoot back. This is getting out of hand. I don't know about your governor, but our lame duck governor, Andrew Cuomo, doesn't think it's necessary to bring in even the National Guard. And that's wrong. That's wrong. He's supposed to be protecting the people here. If you don't do it, we're all going to turn into Korean shop owners who, during the L.A. riots, armed with rifles on the roofs of their businesses. We're not going to let that those mobs take over. And the mobs didn't. When they saw what they faced, they turned around and went somewhere else. I think they're going to turn us all into Korean shop owners if they don't settle this thing pretty quickly.
Right. Now, if the good protesters all of a sudden say, you know what, we're going to stop protesting. We will not march anymore. So what does that leave? It leaves the bad people, the ones that are creating the big problems, either now they got to make a decision. Do I go out there and I'm going to be exposed because it's only us that's out there, or do I just go away?
Well, I thought of that this morning while I was having my coffee. If that happened, it would be very, very helpful. But they're not going to do that because I think there's a subset in the good protesters that they are good protesters, but they might be a little tempted into, oh, gee, all that free stuff coming out the front door of Macy's. They might make a run for it. People are inherently honest, but every once in a while, when tempted, they go a little over the top and say, yeah, give me that TV set. I'll take that. And that's probably why they wouldn't do it.
I mean, another angle here is we all blame majority of this what's happening now on the coronavirus. Let's be honest about it. People have been pent up and cooped up for weeks and weeks. They needed a reason to get the hell out of the house and do something, and they're bored to death. And that they just don't have anything to occupy their minds. I mean, there's no sports to watch. There's none of this, none of that. They can't play sports. So what do? When they see this opportunity over this police killing, hey, let's get out there and march and do something. And this is part of the problem.
Well, you're probably right, at least partially right, and maybe totally right. I think it's pretty sad that that's what they would consider. We think we're going into phase two today in Western New York. The governor is supposed to be announcing something this morning. I'd hate to think that we're just using this for our own amusement, that people may be killed just for having a little time to amuse themselves.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but right now what's going on is with the coronavirus and the fact you can't do anything, it bothers me to some extent. But if I was back in my younger days and this was happening, I'd be going absolutely nuts because I have all this pent-up energy that I don't really have now. Really and truly, I don't know what I would do under those circumstances.
Well, in the 60s, I was on WKBW, and there were riots going on at the University of Buffalo over certain things that were political, and they were burning some things here and there, and there was a planned riot at the University Plaza. I got off the air at 7 o'clock, and as I was leaving, my program director, Jeff Kay, the very well-known guy named Jeff Kay, who hired me, said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Just out." He said, "Why are you carrying a baseball bat?" I said, "Because I want to learn to play baseball." He said, "No, you're not leaving here with that baseball bat," because he knew where I was going. Now, I think there'll be a time when people will want to learn how to play baseball, and we can't let it get to that. We cannot let it get to that. We've got to nip it in the bud now. And if these idiots in Albany and New York City named de Blasio and Cuomo don't get it, they should be thrown out on their ear. Absolutely. They've got to protect the population. All right, Don, got to run. Had I kept the baseball bat, I'd probably still be in jail. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Program note, there will be a press conference this morning at 11 a.m. with the mayor. Mayor Brown will be talking about the policeman that got run over. There were three. Originally, the report was that there were two, but there were actually three. Three cops run over by a car breaching a security line. Two of them are state police. And one of them is a Buffalo cop. And one of the three, I don't know which one, has a shattered hip. So who knows about his ability to be mobile again or walk again. This is from these punks out in the street who have to be brought to justice. That's all there is to it. I cannot believe we're waiting this long. It's way too long. And the longer it takes, the more dangerous it gets. Remember, they were shooting at cops in Las Vegas. I think St. Louis had four cops shot at. We had three cops run over by a car. They ran over a woman who's 29 years old who was in her car, just in her car, this was 2 days ago, and beat her up. Another woman trying to protect her business was beaten with a 2x4, for crying out loud. It's enough is enough. Enough is too much, actually. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.